Brian Benedict, and welcome to the Benedict Leadership Team Podcast, where my twin brother Bruce and I are committed to building better leaders. From webcasts to webinars, podcasts to personal services, one-on-one coaching to online opportunities, remember, the key to success begins with building the leader in you. As part of the John Maxwell team, we want to live out the principles that John teaches. This is our rule of five that we seek to practice every day. To lead, to grow, to create, to excel, and to serve. Please visit us at bruceandbrian.com and make today count.
Hi there, this is Brian, and unfortunately Bruce is not with us today. But we're going to go over a few things. This is our first podcast together as a Benedict Leadership Team. Again, you can go to brianandbruce.com or you can go to bruceandbrian.com. It doesn't matter. We are twin brothers. And one thing I want to go over is a little bit of, what do a retired firefighter and retired Army major have in common? Well, we're brothers. We're twin brothers. And we're committed to sharing leadership experiences that we've had and the knowledge to the police officers, firefighters, military members, and their family. Being a 20-year firefighter and a 30-year sales professional, I've also been a musician and currently certified John Maxwell leadership trainer. I thought it was very important. John Maxwell's leadership books and the resources that he has for his team members are very important, and it's important for everybody to understand, especially the five levels of leadership, and that's what we're going to go over with here in a few minutes. Bruce, a retired U.S. major in the United States Army and counter-intel. He's also a certified John Maxwell leadership trainer, also has battlefieldresumes.com, where if you're transitioning out of the military and you want to get a job that you deserve in either the federal sector or the contractor sector, feel free to visit that website. He has a lot of good resources and will coach you through the process of writing that important resume. So as part of the John Maxwell team, myself and my brother offer leadership and sales training. Traditional resume review for the military members and their family, along with speaking engagements to the National Guard and other organizations. We enjoy helping those who help others. And let's move to the five levels of leadership. I like to also start with you can learn practical leadership tools. There's a lot of books out on lining people's bookshelves, but why should you consider the five levels of leadership from John Maxwell? Well, it's been used to train leaders in companies of every size and configuration, from small businesses to Fortune 100 companies. It's been used to help nonprofit organizations understand how to lead volunteers, and it's been taught in more than 120 countries around the world. Every time I talk about it, people ask questions and make observations. Those things have helped the five levels of leadership to become stronger and to develop greater depth. The concept is tested and proven, and in addition, it offers several other benefits. The five levels of leadership provides a clear picture of leadership. How do people get a handle on leadership? For those who are not naturally gifted, leadership can be a mystery. For them, leading people is like walking down a dark corridor. They have a sense of where they want to go, but they can't see ahead, and they don't know where the problem and pitfalls are, where they're going to lie. For many people in the academic world, leadership is a theoretical exercise, an equation whose variables are worthy of research, study, rigorous debate. But in contrast, the five levels of leadership is visually straightforward, so anyone can learn it. The five levels are defined leading as a verb, not a noun. Leadership is a process, not a position. There was a time when people used the term leadership and management interchangeably. And I think most people now recognize that there is a significant difference between the two. Management is at its best when things stay the same. Leadership deals with people and their dynamics, which are continually changing. They're never static. The challenge of leadership is to create change and facilitate growth. Those require movement, which, as you will see, is inherent in moving up from one level of leadership to the next. The five levels of leadership breaks down leading into understandable steps. The subject of leadership can be overwhelming and confusing. Where does leadership start? What should we do first? What processes should we use? How can we gain influence with others? How can we develop a productivity team? How do we help followers become leaders in their own right? The five levels of leadership gives answers to these questions using understandable steps. It also provides a clear game plan for leadership development. You know, too often when people think of their journey into leadership, they envision a career path. What they should be thinking about is their own leadership development. Good leadership isn't about advancing yourself. Let me read that one more time. Good leadership isn't about advancing yourself. It's about advancing the team. The five levels of leadership provides clear steps for leadership growth. Lead people well and help members of your team become effective leaders, and a successful career path is almost guaranteed. John Maxwell developed the five levels, you know, he conceived each level as a practice that could be used to lead more effectively. As time went by, he used and taught those levels, and he realized that they're actually principles. And here's the difference. A practice is an action that may work in one situation, but not necessarily in another. A principle is an external truth that is as reliable as a physical law. For example, when Solomon said, quote, a gentle answer turns away every wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger, unquote. He stated a principle that is universal and timeless. Principles are important because they function like a map, allowing us to make wise decisions. And if we embrace a principle and internalize it, it becomes part of our values. The five levels influences my leadership life every day. And the five levels, again, you start with position. That's the position that you first become, whether you're appointed in it, you're given that position. People follow you because they have to. A lot of people do not get out of the position, number one. They don't get out of that level of leadership. Number two is the permission level, and that's relationships. People follow you because they want to. Number three, production. People follow you because of what you have done for the organization. Number four, people development. People follow you because of what you have done for them. And the highest level of leadership is pinnacle. And that's when people follow you because of who you are and what you represent. And you have the most respect at the pinnacle level of level five. And we have about 5 minutes left, and I'm going to, let's go ahead and talk about some of the things that my brother and I are offering. If you go to bruceandbrian.com and look under the programs or look under e-learning, we do have some e-resources as far as e-books. We also provide webinars for especially military transitioning webinars for getting a career. If you want to find on-demand videos, we also have that. You can visit battlefieldresumes.com and you can gather up pretty much the same information, only a little bit more detailed. If you go to bruceandbrian.com, if you'd like to schedule a time where we come out and talk to you and give you some laws of leadership through the John Maxwell training, we'd be more than happy to do that. We do lunch and learns. We also do workshops. And we do this podcast, and I would love to have some callers on this podcast. Call in and ask some questions. This is our first podcast, so we don't have anyone calling in just of yet, but we will soon, and I would be more than happy to answer sales calls, to answer leadership ideas and concepts, and maybe what you're struggling with in your organization. I know being a firefighter, I know a lot of police officers, firefighters, and also I've been in the military as well. And there's some pros and cons to all leadership within all of those organizations. So if you have some concerns, if you want some ideas, maybe we can hash those out over the air. And you can, if you want to later catch us sometime, it's a 929, the guest call in. All you have to do is call in on your phone, and it is 929-477-4063. That's 929-477-4063. Be sure you visit our blog, and there's always some leadership and sales tips on the blog. And we have that is the keytosuccessblog.com, keytosuccessblog.com. And feel free to do that too. All right, well, we're going to end it right there. And if we can do anything on this next episode, if I could wish upon a star, I'd wish that we'd get about four or five callers so we can have a really good conversation in here. So, and I tell you what, we will see you in the next podcast.
Thank you for listening today. Please visit us at bruceandbrian.com and find out how to build the business of you. Give us some feedback on topics that you'd like to know about. And remember, most of all, make today count.
Cabela's is coming to Northern Virginia with a spectacular new store in Gainesville. Find everything you need for hunting, fishing, camping, and shooting sports, plus much more. Join us for our grand opening celebration Thursday, March 9th at 10 a.m. Be one of the first 500 in line and receive a Cabela's gift card worth up to $500, plus a chance to win one of three Remington firearms. See store for details. Don't miss Cabela's grand opening in Gainesville, located off I-66 and Highway 29 near Virginia Gateway.
And now, insurance-minded speeches from GEICO.
It's a common expression, don't look a gift horse in the mouth. However, what if the horse's mouth is filled with useful insurance tools? This is the exact case with the GEICO app. Yes, the app is free and therefore a gift horse. However, look inside the app and behold, emergency roadside assistance, digital ID cards, bill pay. Get the GEICO app. Look it in the mouth. Get amazing services. Thank you.